We're back at it here for another episode of the Farmer on Fire podcast with your host, Andy Schreck. And today we're on episode 122, A Calling for All Men. So guys, today's episode is going to be, you know, pretty upfront, pretty just sharing, right? One, sharing the good news, but two, this is becoming to be a place for men, right? To come into a place where the truth is being spoken, but ultimately you're being led, right? And so if you're listening to this again, you know, there's a reason for it. I'm going to encourage you to keep that investigation in your journey right here as you continue to go down this path of really what God is calling you to do inside your life. And here's the reality, that a revelation that I've had here this past week, which brought me to today's podcast, is, you know, we're all being called, we're being led, and it's our responsibility as men, right? This message is specifically for the men inside the egg industry and farming and ranching, specifically calling out and leading and to help, you know, bring the light essentially to farmers and ranchers, but ultimately, you know, getting in the work with you guys and getting our hands dirty together. This is what it's about, right? This is about community and fellowship at the end of the day. But ultimately, guys, it's answering the call. Now, what does answering the call really mean? Now, when I think of this, and for my personal experience, there was a journey and a path that I walked down starting, you know, back when I was 19 that has brought me to you guys right now in front of this podcast episode and talking about this message and really what has happened for me going down this path and what it really led to. And so, as you all know, for me, starting in 2019 or 2015, when I was 19, I bought a farm place, bought a farm place for right around, you know, $600,000 to continue our family farm operation. Fresh out of high school and college, just went to college for 2 years at South Dakota State and ended up coming back to the family farm. And this opportunity came up to purchase this place here. Now, going through that process, it was messy. It was, you know, it was challenging with the lending and FSA and all these things and barriers I had to go through. But I look back at that experience now and I look exactly that it was God setting things up, and there was a path, there was a calling that he was leading me down to go down, right? I look back at this now and if I had a child of my own that would be 19 to buy a farm at that age with that amount of money, like, I'd say absolutely not. Absolutely not, looking back at this now, because of how I was set up and how things happened in my life following that. We're just, guys, like, it was a very dark time and a very hard time, not only dealing with the financial side, but ultimately the relationship side with my dad and the effects that had on me as a man, and learning, you know, what does it mean to be a man? What does it even mean to lead? But to handle the pressure and to handle the stress of running the farm and then managing the relationship with my dad. And then what does this look like in the future in our farm operation? And then adding a sibling in, a brother, to the farm operation and trying to figure out how do you maneuver this thing? How do you have conversations and how do you go through this thing, you know, and deal with all of this when you have stories inside of your own mind that's like, man, like, for me, it was, when I started to have some really tight years there, it was, I didn't want to face the financial reality. I didn't want to face the reality, you know, of the cash flow. And it was easier to just fudge some numbers and hoping, you know, just have a sense of this isn't a problem and everything is going to be just fine. Like, I separated myself from the facts, and because of the feelings I didn't want to feel. So what most men do in that situation is that they either quit or they either decide to numb out. And for me, for a very long time, I did numb out because that was the easiest thing to do. I drank with my friends I had at that time on the weekends during the week. It was no problem to go through, you know, a couple cases of beer throughout the week, just because of the reality of my situation and being that young and just jumped into things way too deep. But I look back at this now, and here's where I'm getting to with this podcast is, guys, that entire time, God was setting up the framework. He was setting things up for where I'm at here today in front of you inside of this message, because if I hadn't gone through all that situation and through that pain and that pressure, you know, it wouldn't have forced me to grow. It wouldn't have put me in a positioned to face the facts and into a place of reality. Here's the flip side, though, and what I was met with and what I've seen in other men and have had conversations around is that there's this pit of darkness that a lot of men go into. And most men will stay in that pit for years. Most of them, their entire life. And that pit that you fall into, that deep darkness, like that you just don't know how in the heck you're going to get out of it. It's every single day. The stories control your mind. And you are just stuck in a place of just complete despair. Because honestly, guys, you're being attacked. Mentally and emotionally, you're being attacked. And there's all of these external forces that are attacking your mind. It could be the markets. It could be weather. It could be your wife. It could be your kids. You've got all these things that are attacking you every single day. On top of that, you're trying to build a business and you're trying to run a farm operation. You could be the first, second, third, fourth generation, trying to just figure this thing out and trying to deal with the family piece on top of it. So guys, you have literally hundreds of different things that you're being attacked with that's stealing and robbing your certainty at the end of the day. Reason I say this, because I've walked exactly in your shoes, my friend, and I've gotten to the point where you think about the reality of, man, this would be just so much easier if I just wasn't here right now. Like if I just was out of this situation and I wasn't here, things would be so much better. And if this is you right now, my friend, like I see you, I get you. But I'm going to tell you, it's not the answer and nor is it the solution. Because there is a path here available and there is a path that is going to come to you. There is a light. You just need to sit in this a little bit longer. That's my encouragement. Another day, another day, another day. Because there's a path and there's a hardship you're going through right now that is actually meant to prepare you and it's actually meant to challenge you to let go of some things that you are holding on to. It could be an idol, it could be a relationship, but there's something in that pit that you're in that has a purpose. Like there's a purpose inside of that pit. And for you to sit inside that a little bit longer, another day, another day, another day, my friend, you're going to get out of it. Like you will get out of this. This storm will pass. I need you to understand that there's a bigger reason behind this. And a lot of us, we just get stuck in this because it's easy to stay in despair. And the enemy is going to continue to attack your stories because the enemy is going to attack where you're most weakest and you're most vulnerable. Right. So if you are in a financial scarcity situation or that's one of your pits is, man, I just don't know how I'm going to make it financially. Well, you're going to be very attuned to markets or to different market, your cash flows. And that's all you're going to focus on instead of seeing the situation through and learning how to deal with your emotions. Because that, my friend, at the end of the day, is all this is about. Like this is what this is about, is the process. The process. You're being prepared. Because here's the thing, for us that are true men who are warriors of Christ, who are following this path and are walking forward, guys, there are going to be days where you literally will be on your hands and knees praying to God to help you deliver you through this situation. And that is exactly what he's wanting to do at the end of the day, is to draw you near and closer to him. The gap there is that you have emotions and you have a human body, right? A reality of how do I deal with all these things? How do I deal with my wife's emotions? How do I deal with my kids' emotions? How do I deal with my own emotions? And the problem is, my friend, is that if you don't have your emotions and you don't have yourself on point, everything else is going to be a chaotic mess. And this is where most men will back out of this, is because it's so painful, it's so hard to, right, to deal with this. And we just want to numb out and we want to go around this and we don't want to deal with the facts that are in front of us, right? If we have a farm operation where the reality is like there's not enough on this farm right now to handle the amount of people involved, like we have to have some hard conversations around, well, there's got to be different paths. There's got to be different things we have to do to make this thing work. Same thing with handing the farm down. Right, if everybody hates each other at the end of the day, or there's no real conversations around the logistics of how we're passing this thing down, people are going to want to back out. People are not going to want to deal with it, and people are going to, when they do get it, right? So let's say your dad or your grandpa is 88 or he's 90 years old, right? He could be in a nursing home and starting to get to the point where, man, he's just done, right? He literally can't handle this farm anymore, and you're in your 50s or 60s and you're getting ready to take it over for your dad, but you have all this anger, resentment, bitterness, and frustration that you're holding on to for all these years because you've literally sacrificed your entire life to help your dad build this farm to take it over. Your intent the entire time was to take it over and to help him. But because there was no communication or your dad never let it go because he wanted to control it, now you're sitting here in your 60s and you're thinking, what in the hell am I going to do with this once I do get it? Because it had more to do about just, honestly, at the end of the day, the problem was is that you're wanting to get some validation or get some support from your dad, right? Or you were really involved and wanted to help pass it on, but there wasn't any process and your dad wasn't truly, leading you to taking this over. And you have a lot of anger, you have a lot of hurt, you have a lot of bitterness because there's a lot of hurt because you sacrificed everything and now you're getting handed over and it's like, you don't even know where to turn next. You don't know how to turn this thing over next, right? You were never taught or trained how to take the operation over because you have all these feelings of hurt and you led your family through this. And now you're just sitting here and you're thinking, why the heck did I even wait for this? Right? Why, what did I wait for? And now you've got maybe 10, 20 years best to grow this thing, but you've never gone off and you've never had that experience of to go off and do your own thing. So the path here, my friend, and what this really comes down to is the path of accepting the call. And the call is not going to be easy. The call is going to be a challenge for you because you have to accept that there's something inside of your life right now that's not working, or there's something there that's more out there for you to do. It's just answering the call. It's just simply saying, yes, God, like I will. Show me where you're wanting me to go. A lot of us are sitting and never go out and take the risk and never have the place to come into truly, right? To work on business, work on yourselves, but ultimately just say, hey, I'm doing this for me at the end of the day. It's just answering the call. And my whole entire path and journey up until this point, and it's brought me to this message right now. It's brought me to this podcast to you right now. It's brought me to what we are doing here on Farmer on Fire right now. What God has prepared for the farming community for other men to come into. Guys, he's prepared this all. I'm just the vessel here and the guy in between to make this thing a reality. Like he used my situation and the pit I had to go through of answering the call back when I was 19 and through different experiences in my life the last 3 years that brought me away from farming and into a training of really understanding of what it meant to face the facts and the feelings inside of your life. And to truly, I had to become the person to be able to handle this stuff, right? Like there was more that was given to me and that's continually happening that way is because, if you're this is the problem with a lot of you guys now. If you are in your 50s and 60s and you've never been handed anything to you, you've just been an employee of the farm. And that's really what I'm going to call it at the end of the day was you were an employee. It's hard to admit that. But when you get handed 1,000 acres or you get handed the farm once your dad is done, guys, you don't know what to, like I said, you don't know what to do with it. And this isn't because you're a bad person. It's not because there's something wrong with you. It's just there you hadn't yet really gone out and gone into the pit or gone into the darkness yet to really figure out who you really are. Because again, there's pain. There's something there that's blocking you from going out and doing that. And so this is where you see the second and third generation, guys. And I can't talk about this enough because I see this. Those kids that are coming back and they get everything handed to them and haven't really gone out and had a hard path or had to figure things out on their own, there's going to be a very hard time in the future. It won't happen now, but once in their 30s and 40s and 50s, once they get more of the operation, like if they hadn't yet really gone through that pit or that fire, there's going to be a hard time passing it down to the next generation because they didn't have to work for it. That whole idea of the first generation builds it, second generation grows it, and the third generation loses it because of the third generation, it didn't have to go out and it didn't have to figure it out on its own. It got handed things. Like, nobody's talking about this, and it's a very hard reality. And you maybe hate me for saying this, guys, but the truth is, this is exactly what is happening. And so if there's a calling in your life, and for me, like, I was thinking my entire life, I'm just going to come back and I'm going to take this over for Dad and life's going to be great. Had no idea God was going to throw this in, that this was going to be the reality. But here's the thing, I know that men who accept and men who go through this pit, men who are answering the call, there is much more of a mission and an agenda that's here. There's going to be people you're going to impact. There's going to be a legacy you're going to leave behind that you never thought could be possible, because it's not about land. It's not about your farm. It's about who you are as a person, right? Coming closer to Christ. The whole purpose of this, guys, is to bring men out of the pit and show them the light that's possible. But it starts by you going through and seeing the darkness and seeing these things that aren't working, and to help pull you out so you can begin to be the light in your life, to be the light for others. Let your light so shine before others. But it first begins by seeing and going through the darkness and walking through that pit so you can get to the other side, which is the light. And that's really what this is. So my encouragement here, my friend, is as you've been listening into these episodes, or maybe this is your first time, like, continue to stay in this flow. Stay in this frame. Stay in what is being stirred up inside of you, and investigate what it is that is being stirred up inside of you. Because I guarantee you, again, there's something there that's becoming more aware in your life, or there's a new business, there's something there, though, that you are beginning to recognize, and it's going to call you to take some action. That action is going to be very uncomfortable at first, but there's something there, right, that is going to begin to awaken you further and further. And inside Farmer on Fire, that's exactly what's happening, is the men come in, right? And it's the training in the mirror to help you see what is going on in your life, but to walk down this path that is going to show more what is happening the more you stay in that frame and stay in that flow, right? Because it's easy once you're on your own, once you're off in a tractor all by yourself, it's very easy to go back to the dark. It's very easy to let the thoughts and the dark emotions and let those things take over. And pretty soon you're going back to the same habits, right? You're drinking every night, or you're sedating on social media. You're not providing the way you want to for your family, because I guarantee you, you want to do these things. You just haven't been taught how to do this. And for most of you, your teacher has been your dad. He's just been, you know, some of you a good role model, some of you not. But for a lot of you, it's just getting into a place where you can really work on yourself and work on what is being revealed to you, and to stay in that frame and that community, right? That whole community piece of, hey, we're walking down this journey together. Like, I'm not going to be alone. But encouraging you for you to become a better man for your hut, for your family, for your kids, because you are the one, my friend. It is your responsibility as a man to pick up the trash that you've thrown out in your life, to clean it up, to take a look at it, recognize your behavior patterns, why you do these things, right? Why you abandon your family, why you aren't connecting with your wife or your kids, and to look and to clean some of those things up. Because again, there's a path that you walked that was really hard as a child or sometime, that has not allowed you to get out of that frame. And there's so much more here once you get out of this. And that's exactly what's going on here. So stay tuned to this as we continue to roll out events, as we continue to roll out more details on the program and the community here that's going to be growing. Guys, it's just because it's so apparent, right, that there's a calling for this, and there's a calling for men in the egg industry, and that's looking and needing to have a place to draw off of the light, right? And the certainty that is off of the light and not off of other men, a certainty that is inside of yourself and a relationship you have with Christ at the end of the day that puts you and your family on fire simply because you are stepping up and you're owning your role as a man, and you're not putting it off on anybody else, guys. And like, that's the thing that is going to... It excites me because of the generational change you're going to have on your family and your kids. You weaponize your sons to take this thing over. Like, guys, at the end of the day, the farm operation is what gets passed down, but you weaponize them as men to become men and to treat their wives a certain, you know, the right way, but just to become men, But it starts with you stepping up and going to work first, working on that and getting yourself on point so you can do this for your family. But everything just takes off. Guys, it just does. And business opportunities come up. Things just, it changes once you get out of this darkness and into the light. And that begins again by us going in and examining the darkness. And that's part of the process here. And more is rolling, coming down the pipe here, my friend, on that, you know, different events and how we get to that, but how we get you in a place where you are getting further away from the darkness and are more exposed to the light. And at the end of the day, to remain in light. That's the whole point here in the community and the training and these podcasts is to keep you in the light. But first, we got to go to the dark and get you out and work on that first before the light comes. So stay tuned, my friend. We'll have more content here coming down the podcast, but then also to the program and the community and the tools here that's available for you, for anybody you know inside your life. To really begin this path of just accepting the call. And that's what I want to leave you with, my friend, is God calling you here to do something more, to do something different? Are you the one that's being called? And what are you going to do about it? Are you going to act on it? Are you going to wait and let this opportunity go by and hope and pray that things turn around? Are you going to do something about it? So that's my encouragement today, my friend. And we'll see you all on the next episode here of the Farm on Fire podcast.